that sound from a recent rehearsal at Symphony Hall. But it's not the BSO. It's the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra, conducted by Benjamin Zander. They'll be giving a rare free performance at Symphony Hall this coming Monday night. It's their season debut here at home, and music director and conductor Maestro Ben Zander joins us now to talk about what to expect. Welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thank you, Meg.
So before we talk, let's listen to a little bit more of the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. This is them rehearsing Tchaikovsky's Fifth, so let's listen. Lovely. Why are you having them play this?
It explores all that human beings are capable of feeling. Deep love, joy, tenderness, sorrow, tragedy, exuberance. All the human emotions are in this music. And it draws out of them their capacity to feel and to express.
So you see them responding to it then?
Oh, my God, they love this music, and they play it really beautifully. That horn player, I mean, she's a young player. She's 19 years old, but she's going to be a great horn player. There's no question she's going to have a great career. But she's in that formative stage, and she gets a flexibility of timing in that solo that is rarely heard. And that's one of the things you can do with young people. You can challenge them to be expressive, take risks, be free, and delve deep into their souls and not worry all the time about whether they're playing it exactly right. And they do. I mean, the level of playing is spectacular. We were in Europe this June on a tour of Germany and Czech Republic and Switzerland, gave 9 concerts, and people just couldn't believe the level. They were just stunned by it.
Well, let me ask you, because you said you can challenge young musicians. I mean, I'm looking at the program that's on offer for the Monday performance. Of course, Tchaikovsky's Fifth, as we just talked about, Debussy's La Mer, Stravinsky's Violoncello, violin concerto, right. Quite differing styles from piece to
different
piece.
Different styles and very difficult music. Most of my colleagues, when I tell them of the program, it also has Ruslan Ludmilla on there, which is one of the most virtuosic pieces. They say, you've got to be kidding. I call this a you've got to be kidding program. But they love it. They love the variety. And they're stretched to the limit of their capacity. And that's what we have to do with young people. Take them to the limit of what they're capable of, and then a little bit more. Put them in Symphony Hall, which is one of the greatest, maybe the greatest concert hall in the world. Make the concert free so that it'll be filled. It's going to be sold out. We're going to turn people away. That's a very exciting thing for them.
Right. And so have you talked to them about, I mean, you've already done rehearsals in Symphony Hall. Oh. Have they told you what it means to them to be playing on that stage?
Well, we do know. I mean, you can see it in their faces when they walk on stage. And, you know, even somebody old fogey like me, I've been there many times, but every time it's a thrill, like being in the Philharmonie in Berlin or being in the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam. We take them to these halls, give them an opportunity to play for very discerning audiences, but also we want to make it available to people who have not been there before, who have not felt the power of music, who've not felt how music, particularly played by young people with that kind of energy and enthusiasm and joy and commitment that you get when they're playing, it's life or death, right?
Well, so I want to hear more of that energy and enthusiasm and commitment and joy, because we have a recording here from one of the summer performances on your European tour. I think this is from Berlin?
Berlin.
Shostakovich's Festive Overture, Opus 96. Let's listen. That's the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra, once again conducted by Benjamin Zander, performing in Berlin just this summer. Tell us a little bit about guiding them through this piece.
Well, through the tour, first of all, and we took 120 young people. The youngest is 11. The oldest is 21, 120 of them. And, you know, they behaved absolutely impeccably. We only had four chaperones. We hardly needed
them. For 120 young people?
120 kids. Because they are so directed. They know what they want. They know what they're doing. Imagine playing a concert in the Philharmonie in Berlin, you know, where the Berlin Philharmonic plays. And Simon Rattle met with them, and they met with the members of the orchestra. And, I mean, it's the most thrilling thing. And so they bring out the best that they have all the time. And so you don't have to worry about people going on track. And if they do go off track for one reason or another, we gather them together and go back on track.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you. I mean, obviously we can hear from these performances that we were just listening to that these are very skillful young musicians, but they're still young.
Yeah.
And yet, how do you get them to sound? I mean, perhaps my ear just isn't as educated as others, but they sound like adult, fully formed performers.
Your ear is excellent. They do sound exactly like that. And we have a recording, for instance, which has been released by one of the major recording companies in Europe, Shostakovich Fifth Symphony by the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra in a live performance in Carnegie Hall. It's been issued by a major recording company because it does sound like a great orchestra. And it is. In fact, one of the critics in Berlin said, if you close your eyes, it sounds as though you're listening to the London Symphony Orchestra.
Huh.
What is special about this, apart from their great accomplishment and the very hard work we do to raise the level and to reach the highest level they're capable of, we do a lot of leadership training. We don't just take them as they are. We guide them in the direction of bringing out the best that they're capable of. And even to the extent to which I give them an assignment every week to live their life through, and it sounds like an odd idea, but it's actually we say that we're inviting them to tap into their own leadership capacities. And these great works of music bring out the best that humanity has to offer. That's what this great art is about. So I'll give you an example. We give an assignment. I said to them, take three giant steps. Right, so that's the assignment for the week.
Like literally, physically, three giant steps?
I don't explain.
You just
say
it.
Three
okay.
giant steps. Now, let me read you. One of the young people wrote back. She's 16. That was an exciting rehearsal. She wrote it off on a sheet of paper immediately after the rehearsal. I love the assignment you gave for this coming week. It's true that there are so many powerful qualities in... Oh, no, this was another one. Forgive me. This was the assignment was... Come from the power of a child. That was the one.
Okay.
And she said, it's true that there are so many powerful qualities in children that get washed away when we get older. We lose the spirit, the energy, the excitement, the honesty, and we wallow in embarrassment, self-consciousness, and anxiety. I must remind myself to look at the world through a child's eyes.
And this person is still
16.
Not yet that far out of childhood herself,
right.
But the wisdom of the young people in your orchestra. Well, Ben Zander is the music director and conductor of the Boston Philharmonic Youth Orchestra. Their first concert here at Home of the Year will be free, and on Monday, November 2nd at Symphony Hall. We've got information about that at radioboston.org. Ben Zander, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
And stay with us. There's a lot more ahead. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.